B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yeah, this Stan?
Yes, sir. Yes, this is Stan. Who's this?
How are you? It's nice to finally speak to you. I feel like I kind of know you, but we never actually met. But you know my wife very well, my ex-wife.
Your ex? I know your ex-wife. I've met a lot of people, sir, and I may have met your ex-wife. How would I know your ex-wife?
Well, you've been pretty close to her over the years. Her name is Carol. I'm Carl, by the way.
Hi, Carl. You're.
I'm Carl with a K.
Okay.
My ex-wife's Carol with a C.
Okay.
You know, fat, get off me, that whole thing.
Oh, you're talking about Fat Carol. She helped me lose so much weight by just saying, fat, get off me. And we've had Carol on the show before trying to educate people on losing that weight. You're her husband, ex-husband? Carl?
Yeah, Carl. We haven't.
Carl with a K.
I'm sure she's told you horrible things about me.
No, frankly, I never knew she was married. I always thought she was a lonely fat woman with a lot of cats. Frankly, in all the years, because I've been on and off with Carol for a lot of years, because I'll lose weight and put it back on, and when I start feeling really bad about myself, her number was always at my fingertips when I could call Fat Carol, and she can get me motivated again to lose the weight. I'll be honest with you, Carl with a K, you really didn't come up that much because I didn't know she was married.
I'm not surprised. I'm not, like, pissed off at you or anything.
Why should you be? She was doing a weight loss program. First time we had her on the show was because I saw it. I said, this might be a good diet plan to get on. And we became friends.
It's not like I even particularly care. I just want to get it out of the way.
Okay, what?
Did you have sex with my then wife?
Oh, God, no. Why would you even bring that up, Carl? Of course not. She was my motivational coach. I would not have sex. She went bragging that she was a nifty 250 after dropping 80 pounds. What am I going to go and want to have sex with that? Come on. Carl. I mean, I don't know about you. Maybe you're what they call in the business a chubby chaser. Maybe you're as skinny as a rail, like a stick, and then you got turned on. Everybody's got a kink. Got turned on by, like, fat. But I'll tell you right now, Carl, and I'm glad you brought it up so we can get it out of the way. No, I've never had sex with your ex-wife, Carol.
Well, she never really claimed that you did.
Well, that's right, because I didn't.
She said that you were strictly snuggle buddies or
snuggle buddies? I've never. What does she say? How long ago did she say this? What are you talking about?
It's been a couple of years, and you know.
Maybe she's doing it just to make you jealous or something. I don't know why, but snuggle buddy.
Ex-wife, and
well, was I the reason? She do this with a lot of other guys? What's the deal?
Well, first of all, she is my ex-wife, and I can't stand the sight of her or her voice.
Okay.
But I need you to understand.
I'm being lectured to. I need to understand.
You know that this woman yo-yos.
Okay, that's it. Do you know we're on the air, Carl? I'm at work right now.
I'd appreciate it if you just let me say my piece.
Okay, fine. Say your piece, but I'm not expecting a call like this that I'm a snuggle buddy or I've done your wife, Fat Carol.
Look, I'm not accusing you of
you
anything,
kind of like
sir.
Are.
I'm
you
just,
kind of are.
No, I'm just asking questions. Okay?
Yeah, I'm being interrogated on my own show by a call I just pick up. I wish we had somebody that would straight a phone call around here.
Look, I enjoy, I've always listened to your show.
Uh-huh.
I don't have anything against you, really.
Well, thank you for that.
I know these things because our divorce has not been finalized, and I'm afraid it's going to get nasty.
Wait a second. You told me just a few minutes ago you haven't seen her in a few years.
We never actually finished up the paperwork because neither one of us had the money.
So you went on with your own lives, but still had that license that said you were still married. It never went through the judge signing.
The way I look at it and the way that I describe it to people is, in the eyes of God, we are divorced.
Uh-huh.
In the eyes of the state of Florida, it's a different story.
So even as you talk to me right now, she's not really your ex-wife. Are you still married, or has the divorce gone through?
No.
No.
And it's about to enter a new phase. And, I'll explain that to you shortly. But in my
really,
own defense,
after you're done lecturing me.
In my own defense, I need you to understand that before she started with all this yo-yo stuff, she was a size zero.
Oh, I doubt that.
She would put you in mind of like Kathy Upton. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman, really top heavy.
Kate Upton is not a size zero. Fat Carol was like over 300 pounds. Not a size zero.
I
bet you. Carl, why are you telling me all this, Carl? This is your own private business. I've told you I didn't do anything with Carol. She was just my diet coach, my motivator. I was not a snuggle buddy. I certainly did not have relations.
You were involved in her when she was throwing those cuddle parties.
I was not at a cuddle. No. Hey, look.
Let me ask you this. If it came down to it, would you endorse what Carol does?
Let me tell you something. What Carol did for me, and I mean she did, she made me feel so good about me. Stan felt so good after talking to Carol, going with her program. Yeah, I was invited to a lot of stuff. She did me a lot of good at a very low time in my life. All right, Carl, I'll admit that. She was a beautiful inside. She was a beautiful woman.
You know, you ever wondered why she got into that particular line of work?
I thought she liked to snack. She
liked a snack.
She liked cakes and pastries.
Ate me out of house and home.
Okay. Yes. All right. I'm sorry. Well, how did that happen?
She got started on this kick of trying to help people lose weight.
Yes.
To spite me.
To spite you? Why to spite you?
And to hurt my business.
What business? I'm almost afraid to ask. What business do you have, Carl? With a K?
Well, I'm in the fitness business, import, export. What I do is I help people get big.
You help people get big. Well, there's an industry for that. You can either bulk up muscle-wise, or there are just people that can't keep weight on them. And
I help people bulk up.
All right, so muscle building. Building a getting all bulked up. And
right.
So you, your lovely bride, Carl and Carol, she did this to spite you. I'm not a muscle builder. I just wanted to lose a few pounds.
No, I'm just trying to let you understand because I'm afraid she's going to come and ask for your help in this court case that's coming up. And I need you, man to man, to understand what's going on. I'm not a bad guy.
I don't know you.
Weight loss business to spite me. Well, that's what I'm trying to rectify
right
now.
I like Carol. The jury's out on you.
I
pick up
the
phone and I got
a
lot of lecturing.
I don't want to see anything bad happen to Carol. Well, I don't want to see anything bad happen to Carl either.
With a K.
And if she has her way, she's very vindictive.
I never saw that side of her. I'm sorry.
Of course you didn't. You're a snuggle bunny.
I am not! Drop the snuggle bunny! Drop the parties of all...
Her words, not mine, okay?
Well, I got to talk to Carol about that. I haven't heard from her in a while. I hope she's doing well. Look, I want to stay out of this family feud.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, and I'm afraid that she's going to come to you and try to get you involved in this divorce, and I'm trying to talk to you man to man, okay?
Look, I want out of it. I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of you, Carl. I don't want any part of Fat Carol's dealings.
I don't want any part of you either.
Then what are you calling me for? You called up wanting to know if I did your wife. Well,
yes.
I don't want to know anything about this.
There's only really one small favor that I would ask of you in addition to staying out of the divorce.
Yes?
It would be
very,
very helpful to me.
Certainly.
If you would just do a positive affirmation with me.
What a positive? No. No, I don't want to. What? What do I got to do?
I just wish if you could do it three times with me, just say, bitch, get out of me.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Hawaii 5-0. Batman.
Kojak. Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockford.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
All Stan blurring. Haney. 96 J-Rock.
They're all blurring.
Hey, everybody.
What was it? The three-headed Hydra?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a legend or a myth?
Yeah. The seventh voyage of Sinbad.
Yes.
They had.
I get them all mixed up, though, because I think I'm fighting the Hydra, and I'm like, look, all I want is Helen of Troy. Why are you giving me all this trouble?
I don't know. Do you ever, and it was like when we were a kid when Creature Feature was on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever watch that show Svengoolie?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, it's great. It's on MeTV Junior.
Look Did you up. Pronounce it that way on purpose?
Svengoolie.
Not Svengali?
No, Svengoolie. He's a ghoul.
Oh, okay.
And he does like his creature feature. He's been doing it forever. And they had the other night the seventh voyage of Sinbad.
Oh, that's great. That is so awesome.
With the claymation?
Yes. I watch that all the time.
And
it was with Dr. Paul Bearer.
That a creature feature. But
the, yeah, he would show that movie.
Yes. And Svengoolie was there. He is. There he is. You've never seen him?
No, never heard of him.
Oh, I guess he's. I think he's based out of Chicago.
Wait a second.
I think.
That looks a little like he could be related to Junior.
Yeah.
At least with the same facial hair.
But he has his creature feature thing, and I DVR it now all the time because it's so good. And he shows, like, you know, movies from the 50s and 60s. Horror movie. A couple of weeks ago, he had.
I bet those are even scarier to kids because. Yeah. They don't look real.
Well, he had a Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi film on a couple of weeks ago.
Where they look just like the creepiest thing.
And then he had the claymation, and he goes and does a background about the guy that does the claymations and how many movies he did and how difficult it was to do the claymation of the fighting skeleton, where the skeleton comes alive and gets him with the sword.
I never thought about the process of the claymation. I just thought the movement of that thing seemed like how a monster would move, where it wasn't very realistic.
And that went with the Sinbad one. They had
just
the,
jerky.
They had the Cyclops.
Yeah, it'd get all jerky on you.
And they had the Hydra.
Yeah.
And he's fighting them.
Can you pull Stan up a picture of the Hydra? I think it has three heads.
It might have three
it
heads.
It could have more heads. I don't know. But for some reason, I think that's right.
I think in the Sinbad one, there was four heads.
Oh, Jesus.
I think.
Oh, come on, Stan. Say it isn't so.
Type in the seventh voyage of Sinbad, Hydra. And it should be a picture of the Hydra claymation that...
Because I'll guarantee you that's what I got in my mind is that claymation one.
That he had to fight.
Yes.
Yeah. He fought him. And then there was like a bird egg. A big bird came after him, and
yeah.
Then the Cyclops.
So that was Sinbad. Wasn't Pericles involved in something like that?
There you go, right there.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's yeah.
Woo!
That's a whopper.
Yeah,
he's just
that.
One man.
Yeah,
he's one man.
Yep.
With a sword.
Yep.
Against the Hydra.
Yep.
How do you like his chances, Junior?
Had fire-breathing dragons in that, too.
Yeah. Ain't like the Care Bears you grew up with.
No, My Little Pony.
Nope, this is what we're brought up with.
Yeah. Are you a brony?
A what?
A brony? My
the
Little
hell is
Pony?
That?
You watched My Little Pony as a kid growing up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, dude, all the time.
Then you're a brony.
Yeah, bro.
They have brony conventions.
Look at this.
That's the
that
Hydra.
That is a dramatic difference to what Junior was raised with.
With Brony.
We were raised with this.
Type in same thing, the Cyclops from the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad.
Oh.
And have Haney look at that.
Is the Cyclops the same thing as the Minotaur?
He's the one with one eye. And there were a bunch of them on the island, but they had to protect the treasure.
I remember it wasn't that long ago I fought a Minotaur. I wonder if a Minotaur is harder to fight than a Cyclops.
He is. There he is.
Yep. Look at that. Put that in your nightmares, Junior.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. My little pony. Huh?
Yeah. Things like a walking penis with a horn coming
That's
out of it.
That's what it is. In one eye.
Yep.
And it didn't talk.
Yep.
And they'd shoot
it
arrows.
Didn't need
at
to
it.
Talk. You. It communicated perfectly. You knew exactly what he was about.
It knew what it wanted. And then took them all and picked them up one by one. And put them in a cage. Put them in a wood cage and locked it down.
And laughed at him.
Yep.
Boy,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. The Jabba the Hutt ain't nothing compared
You're
to him.
You're damn right. And I was watching because I'm Svengoolie.
I can't believe I've never heard of Svengoolie.
The damsel in distress in that movie, Bing Crosby's wife, second wife, the one that used to do the orange juice commercials with him. She was the damsel in distress in that movie.
And do they learn their lesson? If you rescue the damsel, then it becomes the Hydra.
No, they were
trying. Because think you're all doing good.
What? No. All right, we got
eventually Sinbad makes it.
Oh, he wins.
But along the way, he's totally destroyed and he's mentally addled forever.
Oh yeah, he's there they are.
Yes, he's seen too much.
Yeah, and that's Bing Crosby's wife.
Well, nobody can say that Bingster didn't have good taste.
Oh yeah, married young.
Often.
Yep, we got to do two marriages, I think. We got to do Naples Nissan because it's continuing. Naples Nissan, listen to what Haney and I are about to tell you. Naples Nissan will give you $8,000 over the Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in towards a brand new Nissan.
Well, Stan, I thought we were going to do just a standard commercial. Are you reading that correctly?
Yeah, I am.
Because that's not something that dealerships generally do. Claiming $8,000 over the actual Kelley Blue Book value of your trade-in.
Yep, hundreds of new SUV models to choose from, all backed by their exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty.
You know, you're just going about this very calm, like it's not a big deal. I guess that's the only way you can approach it.
Say KBB says your car's worth $5,000. Naples Nissan will give you $13,000. Kind of like that.
For that car?
Yeah. Here's the deal. Go online, naplesnissan.com, pick out your favorite, and then come see him on Pine Ridge Road to find
There's no guessing. It's not like somebody else's appraisal. You can go right on the internet and see what the KBB value is.
You sure can.
And it's not some crazy black book. It's the actual book that you look at.
8,000 more than what the book says. Only at Naples Nissan.
So if they say 10... KBB says my car's worth $10,000.
18.
Okay, then.
We'll be back.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Here's what we got going on today. We are going to do the audio grab bag in just a second. Starting just after 3, we're going to be checking in with Program Director Matt Mangus. He is this afternoon at Galaxy Fireworks.
And now you'll have someone else to yell at about the remote equipment.
Right there.
You won't blame it on me.
Palm Beach Boulevard. I just want to, if he's listening, because I did hear the station in the background. Matt, I just want to let you know I heard you hook up, and it sounds like you're listening to us in delay. Just to let you know, but I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Well, there's nothing he can do. It's a button on your end that must be putting it in delay.
No,
either that or
wrong.
It's locked up in Richard's office.
Yep, and he ain't here today. Matt's going to be at Galaxy on Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. Get your 4th of July fireworks.
Is it going to rain on the 4th of July?
They say there's a chance. Free Stan and Haney and Dave and Chuck the Freak t-shirts. with Matt Mangus today. 3 to 5 at Galaxy Fireworks.
Because we pretty much bet our lives that it will always storm on the 4th of July.
Well, when
always.
When we've had to work it.
Because for years, we worked every 4th of July, and they sent us out to festivals and fireworks.
Yep.
And I remember it vividly. We were at the marina in Cape Coral.
Tarpon Point.
And don't get me wrong. The event itself was going to be great, but they didn't make any sort of arrangements for us to park. So we had to park several miles away.
And I will make a footnote. This was a long time ago before Tarpon Point got built up the way it is now, where it's spectacular.
Oh, I haven't been there since. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. When we were there, it was still being done.
It was mud.
And it was a
hunk. Fire ant.
Yep.
And you decided it would be a great idea to bring your daughter.
Yeah, she did come.
And we were going to have a great rock show. And as we finally managed the trek, I don't know how long we actually walked, but it was through mud. And we had to, and it wasn't like in a straight line. We had to walk through crowds and zigzag and... Hey, you're not supposed to be back here. Oh, Jesus, we're going to go through this today. All right. And then I remember somebody up on that stage who starts running around screaming, shut it down, right before a lightning bolt hits the ground right in front of us.
And then it downpoured.
And at that point, it was like a war zone because... The rain saturated the mud. That really pissed the fire ants off.
Oh, yeah. They were floating on top of the water.
Looking for something to grab onto. And we had... Remember that trek I told you about getting out there?
Yeah.
There was no quick way to get back either.
No. I remember. Trust
and
me.
It became this epic struggle. And I remember when we finally made it back to the car... You and I looked at each other, and I don't know who said it first, but one of us did. Never again.
And since that time, we've made sure that we have 4th of July off and New Year's Day off. Those are the two biggies. I don't care what is on the event schedule. I will no longer work the 4th of July, and I will no longer work New Year's Eve.
And that particular 4th of July, I'm not singling that out as the particularly the worst one.
Oh, there are many more.
It was just that happened every single year.
Yeah.
Well, and finally, it was just...
Enough.
But there's no winning this game.
No, enough's enough. Grab bag.
Jeez, I'm all worked up.
Yep, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41, North Naples. Make those reservations if you want to go to the Pewter Mug.
Whatever you do on the 4th of July, make sure that there's shelter nearby.
Yeah.
Now, they say this year, it's only a 30% chance. But when that 30% is dumping on you...
Yeah. So, speaking of the 4th of July, going to be drinking some beer. Are you going to be drinking a man's beer, or are you going to be drinking some pansy beer, huh?
This 4th of July weekend, pick up a six-pack of Devil's Tail Ale. With the rich red amber glow, you'll swear was made with a flick of the Devil's Tail. But if a paler ale is more your taste, try Wussy Man Light. Still not pale enough? Then pop a top on Weak Link Wheat. Still too much taste? Try Unicorn Sprinkle with just a hint of color. And if that's too much, get a glass of water, wimp. Devil's Tail Ale! Drink responsibly!
We all know that, and this is especially true with office people, like our salespeople here, and maybe you work at a business...
If there's a cubicle involved.
And you were working at home, chances are you weren't. The Onion did a beautiful, beautiful news parody.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because they're being put out of business by reality right now.
The Onion realizes you're not working. come on.
employees felt overall more focused and content with their jobs when doing personal tasks like catching up on laundry or their favorite TV shows when they should be working.
I just make sure that I send some emails to my supervisor first thing in the morning so he thinks I'm up and working, but then I just go right back to bed.
I never have to deal with rush hour traffic or anything. I just walk across the room, sit down at my desk, and start browsing through my Twitter feed immediately.
The trend is making its way to the country's most influential tech companies like Google, where employees are encouraged to put in 12 empty hours of work a week from their homes. The study hasn't swayed every company, however. Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer said in a statement, "At Yahoo, we prefer that our employees pretend to work side by side right here in our offices."
So you would agree with her?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you feel that people need to be punished for a certain amount of the day so they'll appreciate what they have when they get home.
Yes. A food critic in Washington, D.C.
Is that really fair? Because what if you're somebody that's a food critic and you like food?
This guy does.
But you feel like you have to criticize something and you're not, and it's disingenuous just because you can't say you like everything.
He don't care about that. This guy, he wants to let everybody know that because he's doing his food critic stuff and a lot of it's a takeout that he has to evaluate, that he has spent over $20,000 on delivery so that he can test and critique food.
Let me just say this. People probably are going, whoa, that's a lot of money. And it may be, but I'm a single guy, never married, no kids. Ah. I look at this as one semester of college education. So I have been into food for about 7 years now. I've really enjoyed food. There's just so much great food coming from these amazing restaurants here in town. And I want to do whatever I can to make sure these guys are around in the long run.
Yeah, by spending $20,000 on takeout to give them a review so that they stay open.
You know, for most people, and I'm glad that guy finally discovered food. But most of us discover it, you know, probably in our first year of life.
Yeah.
You know, we taste something and go, "Hey, that's pretty good," or "That's pretty bad." So I guess he was a grown man before he started eating.
Yeah. Work. Finding a job, especially if you're in your 20s. How much is too much? I got a clip, and this is for real. A 22-year-old Amazon driver in Detroit quit in the middle of his shift the other day.
I mean, it happens, you know. Businesses and employees don't see eye to eye, and doesn't have to be acrimonious, you know. You just call it a day. Yeah. And
well, he did. He quit in the middle of his shift the other day, left the delivery van at the gas station, pulled up to the gas station, said, "That's it, I'm done, I don't need a job." He told a reporter that there are just too many packages to deliver, and he's sick of it.
If you fed up with your job, you just got to be fed up with it. It was immature and irresponsible on my end, but at the same time, enough is enough. So I just got irritated. And I went on Twitter. I go on social media to vent my problem. It was days where I had to deliver 158, 212, and they just kept going up and up.
Can I read the tweet, Stan?
Yeah.
"I quit Amazon. F that driving S. I left the van on 12 Mile and Southfield. Y'all can have that bitch. And it's full of gas. Keys in the ignition."
Yep. Left it there. Left it where it sat. And he posted that. You know, go tell your supervisor. But no, you got to go to social media and, "Hey, look at me. I've had it."
Stan, does the young man face any sort of legal exposure on this?
Well, he does, but I don't think anything's going to happen.
Because that would be racist.
Yes. Social distancing. the battle, the brawls. Another social distancing fight broke out at a restaurant in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Is this the steakhouse?
Yes. It all.
This is the one I mentioned yesterday.
Yes, I know, and I've seen it.
Okay.
All came down on Saturday after two women got into it about one wearing a mask, one not wearing a mask.
What percentage of steakhouse slash bar fights start with two women?
Oh, more than half.
They don't end that way.
No, because they started yelling and the guys they were with had to get involved. Now, mind you, this is nobody pulling a knife. This is nobody with a gun. It starts out two women arguing, mask,
and
no mask.
And this is a room of people who came in with the intention of having a nice meal.
Yes, here you go.
You have to be 6 feet away from me. You see how you talk to him? You are using your employees on him. Your man spit on me. He talked on me. Come on.
Chill.
What the hell?
What is it with that particular type that will amp a situation up to where people are trading blows, but then all of a sudden they're in the middle of it and they decide they're above it all and start going, hey, no, it's too far.
Everybody has their limit where it's, okay, this has gone too far. They realize that it's getting very much out of control.
But they're usually instigators.
Oh, yes. I got to tell you a quick story about women in fights and restaurants. Very quick. So when I came back from Europe, when I spent a month over in Europe and came back to Florida, somebody that I met over there, he was a Parisian who ran a hotel. He was nice enough to let me and a few of my friends do our laundry at his hotel.
A Parisian hotelier?
Yes. And he did so many nice things. He had the touring car for us. We weren't even at his hotel. And he went and said, I said, we can't possibly repay you back. We're a bunch of college kids. He just said, you know, there may be come a time when I come to the United States and maybe show me around. Show me the sights.
That sounds reasonable.
Sure enough, about 6 months later,
Lucky Pierre shows up.
he was Parisian. His parents came from the Middle East. He was dating this absolutely gorgeous French woman. Gorgeous. She came with him to the United States. And so he...
I take it their papers were in order.
So they want to go out to eat. Now, she does not speak a word of English. He does. We're going in, and this is over in Melbourne. We're going into a restaurant bar. I don't remember the name. This was 1982. Don't remember the name of the place.
ABC Rotating Lounge?
Good, babe. It was a nice place. So we go through the doors. We walk in.
Wasn't the C room, was it?
No. And he and his girlfriend were walking behind. And it's one of those with the two doors. You open up the first door from the outside. There's a little walk-in way. And then you open up a second door and you're in. So we go in. Open up the first door from the outside to go in. And we start to open up the second door to go into the restaurant slash bar. And two women were coming out of the bar and saw my French buddy with his girlfriend. And they were just saying, excuse me, as we cut by. And he went and said, hello. He could, you know, he spoke English. Hello. And they went, oh, hello. And excuse us. His girlfriend, who didn't speak English, thought that the girl coming out of the bar was hitting on him with no explanation, like a trip hammer. The Parisian girlfriend grabs the woman in her 20s, long blonde hair, grabbed her by the hair in the in-between doors and wrestled her to the ground, and the two of them were slugging it out. I, at that point in time, quickly went into the restaurant and sat at the bar, as it's the two of them. And my French buddy, he couldn't do anything about it. He's trying to break it up, and there's no... He comes in, and they're still fighting out there. Finally, the manager had to come in, break them up. There was blood. Evidently, no charges were filed.
And two hot women.
It was awesome.
Man, wish we had phones back then. You could have had the whole... That would have gone viral.
I know it would have. Yesterday.
And, you know, but yet again, it's another shady bit of your past.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Mr. Nowalonic, is it true that in the early 80s you housed a Saudi national claiming to be a French national? And...
It's true. Yesterday, a 97-year-old woman in Canada who entertained the troops in World War II...
And you know what? She'd do it again today if she could.
Entertain the troops during the big one. She couldn't perform at a venue in Canada for Canada Day, so she went outside and sang for all of her neighbors. Just like she did back during the big one. 97.
I can't give you anything but love.
I think I'm talking to God or... But I say, please let me do well. You'd be surprised at how people come up after and say, oh, you made the afternoon. It was so fun. You know, it makes me feel good. We'll meet again.
Yep. I'm right there at the Battle of Bastille.
I thought I'd left Bastogne behind, and then I heard that damn voice again.
You gotta hear this. This is amazing. And
I told my buddy to hold on, we'd make it. And eerily in the background, all I could hear was this old crone.
Yeah. Going, I
can't give me for long, baby! Thank God, buddy, you're gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. But my dying wish, shut that broad up.
A guy was trying to convince his dog that he would be miserable going to the beach. Looks like a white shepherd or husky.
Good dog?
Yeah. And the dog responded. And if you hear it, he's saying it, and the owner couldn't believe it. The dog replies, I won't be miserable. Listen carefully. Let me get there.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Well, listen.
You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable. I won't be miserable.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to do a lot of work on it, but you can convince yourself.
Yeah, it's either that or bird bath.
Yep. Bird bath.
You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable. I won't be miserable.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Bird bath.
Yeah. Check in with Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks.
Why does that bother me?
We'll have the local beat.
Have I been programmed?
Yes.
Bird bath.
I hope everything goes smoothly with our connection with Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks.
Dad, when you said bird bath.
Bird bath! Bird bath!
All of the sudden, I've begun receiving very specific instructions.
Stan and Haney.
Where's the nearest place that sells ammunition?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
In about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. Later on today, our question of the week. In just a few moments, we'll have the local beat for you. But we're out and about on a Thursday. Matt Mangus is broadcasting live this afternoon from Galaxy Fireworks on Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. Are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, Stan.
Beautiful.
Somewhat unprepared, though. You know, this is the first time I've done this in probably 3 months. Walked out of the radio station without my headphones.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Yeah, but, you're acting like me.
Thank heaven for 7-Eleven. You know, they have everything. So I had to get some ice anyway for the water so we could cool down the water. Ready to go here at Galaxy Fireworks. Getting ready for this most American of holidays. We've got the inflatable red, white, and blue eagle right out in front. And we're at the Palm Beach Boulevard location, 12600 Palm Beach Boulevard. And you know the deal with Galaxy Fireworks. Buy one, get one free.
Ooh.
Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. So huge 4th of July sale going on. Amazing selection. Everything you could possibly want. And plus, we got a whole bunch of free 96K Rock prizes for you. We got koozies. We got keychains. We have Dave and Chuck the Freak and Stan and Haney t-shirts to give away today.
Beautiful.
So we'd
love
to see
you. Let me ask you this. Did you check to see if they got the Chinese lanterns I need?
I haven't had a chance, but I will report back to you in the next break for sure, and we'll check on those Chinese lanterns.
The Chinese lanterns. Yes, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do they have a specific type of firework that I like to call a junior chaser?
One for you, Haney.
We'll check in with you in about
you
another.
Bet. I'll check. Check on the lanterns, and I'll check on the chasers.
All right, buddy. There's Matt Mangus, Galaxy Fireworks. Something he likes to call it, Junior Chaser.
Watch him run.
All right, so we'll check back in with him. Galaxy Fireworks, he's there till 5 o'clock at the 12,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. And he's got the, you know, ask for the Stan and Haney t-shirt. It's there.
Yeah, and ask for the Stan and Haney special. There's no such thing, but they'll probably make something up.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, I'm here for the Stan and Haney special.
Well, I got to call my manager.
Hold on. Righto.
And then the manager will come out. Well, 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 what have we got here? We got a motivated customer is what we got here.
Yes, sir. let's do the local.
I'll tell you what, I'll throw in a chaser for you. How about that?
This is something going on locally that we will pass along to you. This is actually pretty interesting. Despite all the stuff about fireworks being canceled, and because Fort Myers...
fireworks were canceled and then they were legalized.
For your own personal, that's why Mangus is over there at Galaxy Fireworks. This is talking about cities, municipalities putting on fireworks displays.
Now, Stan, you being a good Catholic...
Yeah, Catholic.
For all the years that I lied when I bought fireworks and said they were for boys, how much is an indulgence for that? Can you still buy those?
Yes. Yes, yes, you can. This is actually going to be pretty cool, given the fact that Fort Myers is not having any fireworks. This comes from Fox 4. Headline, WW2 flyover planes to replace Fort Myers 4th of July fireworks show. If we can't have fireworks, this is going to be pretty cool. Dateline Fort Myers.
Do we have a reason that they're not having fireworks?
I think because of the crowds and you got a social distance and all that. 4th of July in Fort Myers won't have music, food trucks, fireworks, kind of the stuff that we're used to seeing in downtown Fort Myers.
Fresh water. Are we allowed to have fresh drinking water?
Will you let me do the story? Because you might like this. So no fireworks, no big gatherings down at Centennial Park and all that to watch the fireworks. Not happening. Thousands of people, typically crowd, downtown Fort Myers,
for what was called in recent years Freedom Fest. But this year, the pandemic forcing the River District Alliance to get a little creative. Organizers hired four pilots from the Aeroshell aerobatic team to entertain people from the sky. They will fly four World War II planes over the city. Starting at noon on the 4th of July, the pilots will fly in rhythm down the Caloosahatchee, turn into downtown Fort Myers. They will then fly above all parts of the city for about an hour. The River District said people will be able to see and hear the planes. People will be able to stay home and see the show from their own backyard.
Well, that's great. Stan?
What?
So this would involve people being responsible, social distancing from their own backyard, because it's something they're able to look up at the sky and see in here.
Yeah. So, but you can't see fireworks from a distance, Haney. They're flying to you. Oh.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You just don't allow people to crowd the park. So close the park, shoot it off anyway. You can still
then
see it.
No, you can't. You go like 5 miles away, you won't be able to see it. The River District said people...
Fort Myers isn't that big. 5 miles would cover
it. The River District. Then why definitely... don't you run for council? Gee.
Are you daring me?
I'm daring you. The River District said people will be able to see and hear the planes. People will be able to stay at home, see the show from their backyard. Organizers said this was a good way to give people something
that
to see without gathering in a large group. Freedom Fest typically costs about $40,000 to the city. The pilots will save them money, as the River District, for these flyovers, spent $22,000 to have these guys do their thing in these planes. Now, what kind of planes? It says World War II planes. I went to the Aero Acrobatic Team website to find out what they have. What are these four planes that we're going to be seeing? They are called the North American AT-6 Texan. Nicknamed the Pilot Maker, the North American AT-6 Texan first appeared in 1938. Originally designed as a basic trainer for the United States Army Air Corps, the Texan was the primary training platform for all U.S. airmen in World War II that went on to fly other aircraft, such as the P-51 Mustang, the F-4U Corsair, the P-40 Warhawk, and a bunch of others.
What about a Lockheed Lightning?
Maybe, I don't know. But they're going to go all over Fort Myers, flying down the river, then all to all the neighborhoods, doing their air acrobatics. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, granted, it's not fireworks, but something to look at. Look at that. I think that's pretty darn cool. And they got the the smoke trail coming behind them.
Oh, no.
Doing all kinds of
stunts. Black Lives Matter is after the naked cowboy.
There's the naked cowboy in Manhattan, and he's playing guitar, and they're roughing him up.
I don't know what's happening.
They're roughing them up. I don't know what but the problem is.
That's a very good description. They're roughing up the naked cowboy.
Yes.
How many years has he just gone out there and sang good country music?
Look, some of the performers that you see in Manhattan, especially in the Times Square area, mm-hmm. Now I don't know if it's Black Lives Matter or the cops themselves. If they're getting them out of there, good. Because... I don't have any desire to see the singing naked cowboy.
I don't either, but he's been there for a while, and that should count for something.
Yep. They're all out there, right there in the street.
And what do they call those? What do they call those naked ladies? Vuvuzelas or something?
No, that's the horn from the World Cup.
Then what are the?
No, they're in there. I know. There's a bunch of them.
They have a name for them.
I don't remember. And there's a bunch of the knockoff animal characters that are there too.
Oh yeah, where it's supposed to look like Winnie the Pooh, but not quite.
Not quite a creepy Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
a creepy Mickey.
Yeah. You realize these characters got a lot of makeup on and stuff like that, yeah. But maybe a little rough around the edges, yeah. And inside a little hollow.
It's nice to see those people being roughed up and off the streets.
No matter who does
No matter who does it. I'm okay. We're going to take a break.
What about when they go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao?
Well, they ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow.
Yeah, and we can dig it.
We'll come back.
Love to see the plan.
We'll give you a chance to win. We'll play What's on the List. We'll also check in again with Matt Magus. I want to find out if they got those Chinese lanterns. Let me tell you something. Chinese lanterns are great. And here's why.
Well, it increases UFO sightings.
Yep.
People look and go, what is that? And there'll be one guy out of about 30 to go, oh, that's just Chinese lantern.
And there's always a local news crew that will cover it.
UFOs over the Cape.
What was in the skies of Cape Coral last night?
It was Stan.
Lighting off another Chinese lantern. It's best to do 3 to 4 of them so that they're flying in unison.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're way up there, they're just like moving little lights. All flying together, and then some woman on her lanai sees it. The kids get all scared. Yep. She gets in full
panic
hysterics.
Panic sets in, yeah.
Yeah, and calls the TV news.
Yep.
So that's why I want to find out. I need Mangus picking up some of them Chinese lanterns, because come Saturday, they're going up. We're going to take a break, give you a chance to win when we come back. We'll play What's on the
you
List.
Get where you're coming from, but I still feel bad for the naked cowboy.
I don't mind him. He's gone. And I'd take that guitar out of his hands and smash it. 96K Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from our question of the week. In just a second, we're going to give you a chance to win. But this afternoon, Matt Mangus is out at Galaxy Fireworks, the Palm Beach Boulevard location. And he joins us right now. Matt, how are you?
Everything's good, Stan. We're live here on Palm Beach Boulevard. Can you turn that down a little bit for me?
I'll try.
Thank you very much. We're at Galaxy Fireworks.
What are you listening to?
I don't know. What are you listening to?
We had the Stan and Haney show up very, very low.
Okay.
That's okay.
Acceptable.
That's fine.
Another reason is I was engaged in conversation with the lovely Carly, who is my street teamer today.
Yes.
And, just kind of lost track of what we were doing here.
Okay.
You know how it is.
All right.
But we're at Galaxy Fireworks.
Would you tell her I said hi?
Hi, Haney says hi. Hi. She says hi with a big smile. And we've had a number of Stan and Haney fans come in this afternoon already looking for their T-shirts, and we're taking good care of them. Galaxy Fireworks is where we are, Palm Beach Boulevard, 12600 in the Fort Myers Shores area. This is big Stan and Haney territory, big K-Rock territory. Just look for the big red, white, and blue American Bald Eagle. We've got all kinds of 96 K-Rock T-shirts. And you know the deal here at Galaxy Fireworks. It's buy one, get one free. Buy one, get two free. And then buy one, get three free. And the sale's going on all day long, all weekend long. They're open tonight till midnight. And
nice.
We've got a steady stream
midnight.
Of customers
like
coming
midnight.
In here. And all kinds of Stan and Haney T-shirts and K-Rock prizes.
All right,
so we'd love
to
have you
check on something for me?
I did. I checked on the Chinese lanterns. They are fresh out of Chinese lanterns, but they do have something that they call a wish lantern.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Oh, different? Yeah, you can't go with the name Chinee now.
No, it's a wish. Okay, no Chinee lantern.
They have stocked them in the past, but they do not have them at this
what's
particular point.
What's a wish lantern? In time.
Well, a wish lantern is something you throw up against the wall and hope it bounces back.
Bow, 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 bow.
What? Haney, you're on today, man.
What is a wish lantern?
I'm not quite sure. She didn't explain it to me, but she said it's similar to a Chinese lantern.
All right. Get me
three
of them.
Three wish lanterns.
Only
you got
three?
Done.
Yeah, just to confuse people about a UFO.
Alert the authorities.
Right. I need three of them. If it comes in a three-pack or a four-pack, great. But right. At least three.
Well, there's a lot of value.
Yeah. And they're not really made. It's made with, like, tissue paper and string.
That's kind of what this looked like. And there was some wire involved.
Yeah, a little
this
bit
sounds
of wiring.
A little feminine.
No, it, who cares? Once it goes up in the air, it's UFO time.
Well, that's what the women say, too.
Coming out and see us, Galaxy Fireworks, Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers Shores.
All right.
Live on the Stan and Haney Show. Matt
All Davis. Right.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Do that again.
Ba ba ba.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat.
Bow, bow, bow.
The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Bow, bow, bow.
Elwood!
The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Bow, bow, bow. Picture Matt Mangus dancing around the fireworks.
He could probably dance to this.
Oh, solo. That's all 50 states right there you hear.
Yeah, you heard it.
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
Bow, bow.
Elwood!
Elwood!
All right, let's play a game. And it has to do with barbecuing.
Would you like to play a game?
Yes. Up for grabs. $50 to the Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant. Stan and Haney signed T-shirt. Pewter mug. And this is Nick Walenda's Daredevil Rally for this coming Wednesday, the 8th, at Hertz Arena.
Let me tell you something about that. Lots of thrill.
Lots of thrill. The world-famous Nick Walenda, high wire extraordinaire, and his Daredevil Rally coming to Hertz Arena for a drive-in. You drive your car in. The ticket is for the car, four people max in the car.
You don't even have to get off your ass.
Nope. It is, if you've never seen Nick
You
Walenda,
don't have to get off your ass to to observe death-defying stunts.
Yep, he's the guy that walked across on a tightrope across the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls. Last year, he did the walk in Chicago between two skyscrapers.
And that's not even counting the stuff he did with his blue ox named Babe.
Yep. So those are things. Category, and then I will release the phones. Top 10 things on the list. Name one of them on the list, and you're going to win a prize. A recent check of internet searches checked on what people are looking for their 4th of July barbecue cookouts beyond hamburgers and hot dogs. So keep in mind, these are internet searches for 4th of July barbecues, and these are the top 10 searches on, can we have this for a 4th of July barbecue? I've got the 10 most searched items.
And you're ruling out?
And this is beyond hamburgers and hot dogs, where they say, you know what, maybe we should do something else other than hamburgers and hot dogs.
Why?
Don't ask me.
They're perfect.
But these are the top 10 searches.
What else could you want?
There's a lot of other things on here, and some of them shouldn't be left in the sun. These are the top searches for things to have at a 4th of July barbecue beyond hot dogs and hamburgers. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. 277-9600. Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant, Stan and Haney signed T-shirt, pewter mug, Nick Walenda's Daredevil Rally. Those are the prizes. Beyond hamburgers and hot dogs, they did a check on internet searches for 4th of July cookout foods. If you match something on this list, we'll get you a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, my name's Hunter.
What's his name?
Hunter.
Hunter, how are you, Hunter?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, buddy. What do you think's on this list?
Maybe ice cream, maybe?
Ice cream. Not on the list. However, there is a dessert on the list, but that's not there. 277-9600. They went and checked internet searches beyond hot dogs and hamburgers of things to have at a 4th of July barbecue. Ahoy, who's this?
Jeff from Naples.
Jeff, what do you think's on this list?
Chicken wings. They're buffalo wings.
I'm going to give it to you. Number two on the list, barbecued chicken. That all fits. What would you like?
I'll take the Daredevil tickets.
The Nick Walenda stuff, you're going to be amazed. You are going to be amazed. I saw him in Sarasota, and he's spectacular. Hold on.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yep, hold on. Yeah, barbecue chicken on the list. There are things that you would put on the grill. Others are side dishes. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye-bye. Ahoy, who's this?
This is JP.
JP, we have barbecued chicken. What else do you think is going to be on this list? Beyond hamburgers and hot dogs, things for a 4th of July barbecue.
I'm going to say something with a mayonnaise in it, so maybe a potato salad.
A potato salad, number 5. On the list.
And then, you know, you got... What do you mean?
You might be saying a few other things.
Well, and it would be important to recognize that there are various subcategories of potato salad.
Like a German potato
You got your
salad?
German style, yeah. New York style, Southern style.
Toodaloo. This is just potato salad. You got it. What would you like?
Do you have any pewter mug?
I do have the pewter mug. Hold on. Junior, before you take that call, that's on line one for the pewter mug, I couldn't help but notice you had an extended conversation with the person. What was the problem over there?
Well, I had to get information.
He can't.
That's part of my
process
job.
It that fast.
He can't. I'm just saying, you got to...
I'm trying to make a quick turnaround time.
Okay, yeah, quick turnaround. That's all I'm asking. Line one, Peter Moe.
You're in the weeds.
Yep, that's what it is. Think back to his food catering days when he was in the weeds. All right, let's continue. These are internet searches for 4th of July barbecue items to have beyond the hamburgers and hot dogs. We've got barbecue chicken. We've got potato salad. What else is on the list? Ahoy, who's this?
Dick.
Dick?
No, Joe.
Joe?
Joe, yeah.
All right, Joe, what's on the list?
Shish kebab.
Shish, that's a good guess. Not on the list. That's a good, a shish kebab is a good guess.
Well, that's what they call a lazy steak.
Yes. It's not lazy when you have to put it all on the kebabs. Takes a lot of time. But I'll tell you, it's pretty easy. Once you get it off the grill, it's all bite size for you.
What's the recipe for Stan's kebabs? What do you got to put on that stick?
Some filet mignon cubes.
Oh, filet.
Some onion, and not the big onion wedges that you put on there. Some green pepper on there, and maybe something else. But your main pepper, onion, cubed filet mignon.
So it's just pepper, onions, and meat.
Yeah, and alternate them back and forth. Maybe you want to go for a tri-color pepper.
Well, yeah, that's why it really doesn't make any difference. It's just to make it look pretty.
Right. Or you can go for a Stan's Surf and Turf, where you throw in a shrimp on that as well.
Oh, hey. You should never have said that. That's not for beginners.
No, because you got to make sure that it's cooking is... a shrimp will cook well before a piece of steak will.
Hey, any word on when your automatic oven is coming?
Monday.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then Wednesday with the delivery.
You excited?
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Frank.
Frank, we have barbecue chicken. We have potato salad. These are internet searches, probably from some mom that wants to do something special going over to the Hendersons. And what do you think is on this
list?
Well,
you know how the Hendersons are.
Yeah, always.
Hey, a must-have for 4th of July. Gotta have some French fries.
French fries. No.
You know, for a minute there, it sounded like he had the phone to his ear, but he was in the tube of a big wave.
Yep. Something. But I'm told everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with this.
And he was, you know, with a twin fin on that board, you know, doing all the tricks, you know.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Swede.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, the Swede.
Yes, sir.
What do you think's on here, Swede?
I'm thinking a macaroni salad, man.
Yeah,
Another mayonnaise-based salad.
Number three on the list, a pasta salad, a mac salad. It's there, and, you know, keep it out in the sun and watch it turn color.
absolutely.
What would you like?
What do you got for it?
I got the Nick Willenda Daredevil Rally. I've got a pewter mug. I've got a Stan and Haney T-shirt signed. Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant. What do you want?
What do you think, the pewter mug or the Edison Lap Bar and Restaurant, baby?
You know what? Try the Edison out.
Right? The Edison? All right, sounds good.
All right, hold on.
I hope Babe's okay with that.
Yeah, don't let her decide.
Sweet and the Babe.
Yep. Boy, that sounds like a TV show, doesn't it?
Yep. And Freebie and the Bean.
Yep. 2779600.
We'll return to Sweet and the Babe after these messages.
Barbecue chicken, pasta salad, potato salad. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris. How are you?
Chris, good, buddy. We got barbecue chicken, pasta salad, potato salad. What's on this list? Beyond hot dogs and hamburgers, these are internet searches for other items for a 4th of July barbecue.
You have to have baby back ribs.
No. Baby back
ribs. Did he talk himself out of it?
No, you have to realize that some things come from a cow, some things come from a pig, some things come from a chicken. He was right with one of those animals, but not the proper thing. Mm. So I can't give it to him. And then there's one that is just absolutely putrid, and I would think that this was searched by some old lady that had to be about 75 with blue hair. And she was going to go and think that this is a good idea to take to a 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, God.
I'll get to it if nobody else will, and I don't know that anybody will.
And I think you need to up the age on that.
80. Blue hair.
Yeah, about 83.
You wonder, you know, as you're eating it, was Puss in Boots by the bowl?
Oh, boy. I'm going to come across as a real jerk if I don't at least pretend.
Yep. Oh. All right, here we go.
How much of it can I move around? Squash it.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Lou from the Cape.
Lou, we've got barbecued chicken. We've got pasta. We've got potato salad. What do you think else is on here?
But the good old-fashioned watermelon.
Watermelon is not on there. It is not. I mean, think of it along these lines. You're not really preparing something with a watermelon. You cut it open and you eat it. These have to be prepared. These are people that are looking up special things, you know, with a lot of aluminum foil and cellophane to bring out to the 4th of July party.
A lot of Reynolds wrap involved. Now, if you're well-to-do, perhaps Tupperware.
But make sure you burp it before you bring it out.
Yeah. Make sure you put your name on it.
Yep. Yep. Because you'd like that Tupperware back. Let's do one more and see what we get, and then I'll go over the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan Haney. This is Mark from Naples.
Hey, Mark, what do you think's on this list? We got barbecue chicken, we got pasta salad, we got potato salad.
Something I do usually every holiday, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, a good rub for barbecued ribs.
Barbecued ribs. Well, they said baby back ribs is not on the list. And yeah, I understand a nice rub to... Here's the list.
You know, what was the big question mark about ribs? Because I would have thought, sure, that's on there.
Ribs did not make the list as far as a pork product goes. There was a pork product on the list, but ribs, which I personally think should be there, it wasn't. Here we go. So 4th of July time, a lot of cookouts, a lot of recipes, a lot of salads and meats. This was a look at Yahoo searches for 4th of July.
Yahoo? Who uses that?
Searches for 4th of July barbecues.
Doesn't anybody use DuckDuckGo?
I don't know. I'm just telling you this is what they did. I'll go from 10 to number 1. Nobody got anything in the bottom 5. And for good reason. I don't know. Some of this stuff is good. And if you want to have a barbecue with this stuff. But these were... This is not that they'd actually bring it. They searched for it. Number 10. Don't ask me why. I would have accepted pie. But at number 10, banana cream pie.
Ooh.
Number 9, salmon. Number 8, egg salad.
You know what? I don't have a damn thing against salmon.
No.
But that's not the day for it.
Number 8, egg salad. Ugh. Number 7, pork chops. Number 6, chicken salad. Number 5 was gotten potato salad. Here's the thing that was brought by the 80-year-old with blue hair.
Mm-mm. Don't say it.
Tuna salad with cottage cheese.
Oh.
And look at Junior's like in heaven over here. That's one hell of a barbecue, isn't it?
That sounds delicious, actually.
And here you go. Here's a little Jell-O mold to go with it, honey.
Yeah. Number three, gotten pasta salad. Number two, barbecue chicken. Number one, steak. Barbecue a steak, preferably a marinated steak in something. Number one was...
Doesn't matter what.
Nope. Number one, steak. We're going to take a break. We will be back. Check in with Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks. We'll also get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney.
Boy, I get a lot done when I want to.
Yes, 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 you do. When you want to.
And I want to thank you because this is some quality paper you use today.
Oh, it's only what's in the machine.
It's a nice, heavier grade.
Good stock.
Yeah, I don't think they intended for you to use this, but
probably
I
not.
Love it.
Yeah, whatever, you know, it's in the machine. We're going to get you updated on traffic here, and then we're going to check in with Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks. Then we'll do some news headlines for you, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. Let's get you updated on traffic first. First look at it. We'll start, both of these are in Fort Myers, two things. A crash, Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard and Metro Parkway. And then the other one in Fort Myers is a crash. Exit 11.
Exit 11?
Exit, oh, trust me, we'll take care of that in the emails. Exit 11, 131 northbound off-ramp in Fort Myers. So I'm assuming it's the northbound exit at one mile marker 131, the off-ramp, and problems there. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. And by the way, tomorrow we got a special treat for you with Mark Haney in the news. I'll tell you more about that later. What can you expect today? Let's take a look at the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, Stan, you were just talking about the freedom that we enjoy and that we celebrate on July 4th when it comes to foods. However, you mainly dealt with main courses.
Mm-hmm. Some side salads.
But what if it's a 4th of July weekend and you say, you know what, we're going out all out this year. We're having a 4th of July with all the fixins.
Ooh, that's beans and cornbread and french fries.
What about all the fixins and trimmins?
Ooh, trimmings. That's a lot of gravies.
We will let you know what they've determined are the most popular side dishes.
All right.
Another survey that, I don't know how I feel about this, but it claims it's harder to, quote-unquote, get good at video games than at actual sports.
Oh, please. Well, I got a golf game, and I can hit a golf ball better than this game allows me to hit a golf ball.
It's 'cause you're a scrub.
Yeah.
Junior, would you like to pile on here? I use scrub. You want to call him a noob or what would you like to call him?
Total scrub. Total scrub all the way.
I'm sorry I'm not an expert like you.
Oh! Get good. You know what? I bet if you and him ever got on the same screen, you know what he'd be, don't you?
A noob.
Pwned.
I don't even know what that means.
Straight up pwned, dog.
Can we get through that? I gotta get to Mangus.
A study has determined the ideal size for a man's unit when it comes to pleasing a woman, and the results are not good. Police catch two drunk drivers after they crash into each other, and finally, a man shoots out the window of a pizza place because they shortchanged him on toppings. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Thank you very much. He's at Galaxy Fireworks. After traffic, I should have brought him on, but...
You didn't, yeah. And that's a mistake you'll have to live with.
For the rest of my life.
Indeed.
Matt Mangus at Galaxy Fireworks. How are you, buddy?
Doing fine, and you're doing fine as well, Stan.
Thank you, pal.
Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it.
Galaxy Fireworks is where we are. Fort Myers Shores on Palm Beach Boulevard. Stan, your wish lanterns have been appropriated.
Yes, you sent me a picture, and I cannot wait for the 4th of July to put the UFO scare in Southwest Florida.
And the best thing about it is you got the Galaxy Fireworks discount, so for purchasing three, you got an extra one absolutely free.
Right on.
So that's how it works. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're all set. So I got you four white wish lanterns, and you're ready to go. You can terrorize the neighborhood.
Do they have any sort of loyalty program Stan can sign up for?
I'm sure they do. I'll ask them before I leave.
Make sure. I'll give you Stan's info if you need it.
And, Stan, your obsession with wish lanterns also caused Mike from Fort Myers to drive all the way out here and buy up the rest of the stock.
Right so on. Right, Stan. Right
what do you mean, right on? He went and did that to spite you.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. I got mine.
No doubt about it. You're all taken care of.
Wait,
and you talk about
did they lie
here
to Mike? Because his intention was to deprive Stan, and he paid for that right.
Hold it.
No. He came in after I purchased Stan's, and he bought the rest of what was left on the shelf.
Sorry, Mike. You were just a little too late. But I appreciate the sentiment.
How much do I owe you, by the way?
About 21 bucks. We're good.
What?
I'd say you owe him a hell of a lot more than that.
What do you mean?
From his first term as program director, he was pretty good to us.
All right, I'll have the 21 for you tomorrow.
All right, you know the deal down here at Galaxy. Buy one, get one free. They're open till midnight tonight. They're open all day tomorrow, and they're open on the 4th. Come on down and see us today. Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers Shores. We're at Galaxy Fireworks. Matt Mangus for 96K Rock.
Thank you, Matt. We'll talk to you again in just a little bit.
You know, that's what I was saying yesterday. I almost blurted out a type of ice cream that I wanted you to try.
Yeah.
But as soon as you say you want something... Our listeners hate us. They'll go and buy it all up so we can't have it.
Do they? Is it?
It doesn't matter what it is.
Is it hate or is it when we say we like something, they got to have it?
Stan, when I started out in this business, I thought it was because they'd like to try it too.
Yeah.
But after years of being around you, I firmly believe it's done out of spite.
So you think that that guy was a Stan hater?
Yes. That's what you've taught me to believe.
Yeah. Seems to be going that around today.
You've explained to me that I trust people too much. I take people at face value way too much.
Yep.
And I need to realize that they're all stealing from me.
Tell you. Better have, you see him over there? Red flags over there.
What do you mean, red flags?
He's
my best friend. He's my biggest cheerleader. He tells me all the time how great I am.
He's been doing fantastic.
When you buy him stuff.
Oh. That's not the only time, is it?
Well, you can bring up another example. 4 o'clock fluffer
time. It's been pretty
time.
Damn recent, ever since I agreed.
Mark?
Once again, Stan.
Right again.
Mark?
Wait, did you slip for a second and
right
think
again,
the guy
Stan.
That bought all up everything that you wanted, you thought he was a Stan lover?
No, he's a Stan hater now. I realize it.
Even the best of us need a subtle reminder once in a while.
That we're hated.
And it's not really me reminding you. It's you looking in a mirror and reminding yourself.
Yeah, that I'm hated.
Yep.
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Yeah, I gotta keep her driving that home. I'm hated.
Yeah. If you don't have that, you've got nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because then, you know, you're walking around slack-jawed, your head in the clouds.
What else? You know, duh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you might be happy for a minute, but then when the hammer falls, you won't be happy.
Nothing much left to hang on to.
But when you're Stan and the hammer falls, all you do is go, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm hated.
Sorry about that, folks. Saturday, Independence Day. The perfect time for today's list of the
top
fascinating facts about our founding fathers.
Top fascinating facts about our founding fathers.
Say that three times.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Not a lot of people know this.
But
Thomas Jefferson made the Louisiana Purchase entirely with Bitcoin. At first, there was only going to be one amendment to the Constitution, but they added a second so that Americans would always have something to fight about. Historians say George Washington may have copied his signature ponytail from Steven Seagal. Another thing historians note is that none of these men ever in their life slept on a particularly comfortable mattress.
Never.
Look at this, y'all.
Now, these were serious men. Some of them fought in the war for independence. Mm-hmm. But they were all highly respected. Yet, they all giggled like 8-year-old boys every time someone addressed John Hancock.
Let's keep kids out of this.
Contrary to current thought patterns, absolutely none of them were successful rappers.
No.
All founding fathers have precisely two things in common.
What?
They signed the Declaration of Independence, and they all banged Betty White at one time or another. George Washington said he could not tell a lie, but everyone who even took a peek at his Tinder profile knew better. And finally, the very top fascinating fact about the Founding Fathers.
Yes!
Thomas Jefferson once hired ladies of the evening to foul John Adams' bed. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Left the building.
God damn, baby.
Email. Emails from you.
All you Stan lovers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what the name of it is, but there's something the guy on the radio, Stan, said he wanted.
Yeah.
I want to buy every last one of them.
Every single one of them.
Whatever you got.
Yeah, give it to me. This is from Scott, our super fan Scott. Hey, guys, I want to send a quick shout-out to Meg.
How is she, by the way?
Well, I hope she's doing well also, Haney. I, myself, have never seen the movie Avatar. There is actually a DVD of it in my home, and I still have no intention of watching it.
You may as well hold off now, because there's a sequel coming out, and you could see it all at once.
Anyway, Stan, hurricane season is upon us, and although things look good at the moment, My hopes may not well, it's be all too thanks high to
that,
this year.
It's thanks to that Saharan dust, isn't it?
Right now. Long story short, Stan, I will personally pay for your way, if need be, out of Southwest Florida. You guys have a much-deserved vacation coming, and we all know how much things can change in a couple of weeks. In any case, Stan, I can get you from RSW to Portland, Maine, and back for about $230. Please, take it. We won't get any hurricanes if that's the case. Oh, P.S., is it true that Junior now looks exactly like Vin Diesel? Well, I hope that you guys don't give him a hard time about the way he wants to express himself. As Haney says, he's a good and exceptional boy. I also hope that his new hairstyle isn't scaring penis. Signed, Scott.
No, Junior's fine, Scott. He's just preparing for the big 4th of July extravaganza.
Carlos writes, ahoy, guys, I just want to say hey, and that I hope you guys are doing well.
I hope we are, too.
I was laughing my ass off yesterday with you guys in Junior's haircut and the Vin Price instead of the Vin Diesel. Hilarious. Good one, Stan, and Haney coming up with those funny egg words. It's really cool to hear Junior taking it like a good sport, even joking in on the fun. I really enjoy it when you guys are having fun. Thank you very much for the stick pin, too, by the way. I know you guys have a bunch in Miami, but I guarantee I'm your biggest fan here. Keep up the good work and the good attitudes. You guys rock. Tomorrow I can listen on my day off and have a beer. Egg-cellent show. I am excited and looking forward to the egg-stra day off.
These jokes are getting a little extreme.
I appreciate it, Carlos, but I think Junior's right. Some people might think we're being a bit excessive.
Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Where you can exercise your right to free speech.
96K Rock.
Okay.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to check in one final time with Matt Mangus here in just a second once we finish traffic. But before we do traffic, it is Thursday. And it is time for our question of the week. And this should trigger something in your head. And it has to do with the 4th of July weekend. So much has happened in 2020. No fireworks displays. A lot of municipalities and areas not having fireworks. And if you're like me, from the time that you were a kid, whether your parents would take you somewhere, whether you were an adult and you took your kids somewhere to go see an amazing fireworks display, it was always something. And certain ones you remember better than others based on the circumstance, the time, the performance that was given with the fireworks display. Our question of the week, and I've got my top three on this one. What was the most amazing fireworks show you ever saw? Whether it was when you were a kid, you might have been traveling, you might have been an adult, you might have taken your kids to it. A lot of people go to Tarpon Point, go down to Fort Myers, Disney, fireworks displays. Maybe you were somewhere else in the country and saw an amazing fireworks display that you won't forget because you can tell, well, that's a pretty dud show. They didn't use the good ones. But then there are those times where it was like, man, that was a show. 2779600. What was the most amazing fireworks show you ever saw? It was awe-inspiring. 2779600. We'll release the phones. We'll do some traffic. Check in with Matt Mangus and take your phone calls.
busy. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Flora Avenue and Dartmouth Street. Then we have Lehigh Acres, disabled vehicle. Homestead Road North and Westminster Street North. Lehigh Acres, disabled vehicle. AIM Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And in Estero, a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway. And you are up to date. One more time with Matt Mangus over at Galaxy Fireworks. He's, you know, make your own fireworks show over there at Galaxy. Bring some home. DeSantis said it's all good. Matt, how are you, buddy?
100% legal this year. You got it. And we have gotten the clearance. You know, I want to answer your question of the week real quickly. When I lived on Long Island, I don't know if you've ever heard of the famous Grucci family. The Grucci family is probably the most well-known fireworks family in the entire world. They do Macy's. They do all the big, you know, the Washington, D.C. And their factory is located on Long Island. And in, I think it was 84 or 85, their entire factory exploded. And you talk about an amazing fireworks display. Holy God.
I bet.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I remember I was on the air, and I heard a big boom. It happened, you know, maybe 20 miles away from the radio station. But there was a, you know, a mushroom cloud, the whole deal. It was insane.
I think you got us all beat.
I think I got you all beat. But anyway, let's get down to business. We're here at Galaxy Fireworks, and boy, we've had a ton of K-Rock people come in today. We're on Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers Shores, and you know the deal here. Buy one, get one free. Their sale goes on all weekend long. They're open tonight till midnight. They're open late again tomorrow, and I believe they're open on the 4th as well.
They got the snakes there, Matt.
Oh, yeah, they got the snakes that you light on the ground.
They got everything that you can imagine here. They got fireworks for kids. They got fireworks for grown-ups. If you want to, you know, really, really do up the neighborhood, they've got everything for you. And if you want to just do sparklers and stuff like that, they've got that as well. Everything for you at Galaxy Fireworks. We love them. They've been really, really good to us. And, Stan, I have your paraphernalia, and I'm ready to
go. Awesome. Appreciate it, buddy. I'll have your money for you tomorrow.
All right.
And thank you. Matt Mangus over there at Galaxy Fireworks, Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. Question of the week, 277-9600. We've always looked forward to the 4th of July and fireworks. A lot of places not doing it this year. But you remember one of the great fireworks displays at some point in your life. What was the most amazing fireworks show you ever saw? I have to put these in three because they're all different. Coming in at number three for me was probably about 6-7 years ago, the fireworks show in St. Augustine, when I was sitting right out there by the castle and they had the barge out there and they let the fireworks go. One of the best I've seen. Number two, fireworks show at Colonial Williamsburg on the 4th of July, where they had the revolutionary soldiers marching and you were right on the lawn in front of the governor's mansion. And they were setting the fireworks off. And number one was a few years back when we got to see the fireworks from where they were launched at the Seminole Casino for the fireworks display. We went out there and
it was like almost like a fireball.
Chief night. Mitchell, who was the fire marshal of the Seminole tribe.
Wasn't that night, didn't it become known as the night of the fireball?
Yes. Took us in his fire vehicles out to where they were lighting them. And it was one of the most spectacular things I have ever witnessed in my life. The casino, a lot of money for fireworks. They had the biggest ones there.
Nothing but the best.
And I was sitting in the back of a fire pickup truck as they were lighting them all off. And you had all the fire officials there, all the paramedics, and they're all there lighting them off so that they would fly over the casino for everybody in the parking lots to watch. Absolutely incredible. What about you? Best, most amazing fireworks display you ever saw?
I remember the things around the fireworks more than the fireworks themselves. at my mom's house, one of their neighbors that was right on the river, when they loosened the restrictions on fireworks, they used to put on a display every year that was to rival what they were shooting off the bridge. That's one of them. But the one that sticks with me forever was me and a buddy of mine went over to, they were doing fireworks over at Melbourne Square Mall.
Uh-huh.
And this is my buddy that drove a pickup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And he had not been having a great deal of luck with the ladies. He was very frustrated. And so we got a cooler and watched the fireworks. Fireworks are over. We're pulling out of the parking lot. And this really good-looking woman is walking towards the parking lot that we're pulling out of, and she very politely says, "Oh no, it looks like everybody's leaving. Have the fireworks already gone off?" And my buddy takes a two-beat pause because we've just been discussing his lack of luck with the ladies, and there's this beautiful woman, and he looks out his window at this woman. He goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. You're too late for the fireworks, but you can still me."
Yeah, memories.
Yep.
Junior?
And I remember looking over him. Did you really just... He did. He did. He said it.
Well, you know, booze, kids.
Yep.
Junior, most amazing fireworks show you ever saw?
It was around this time last year. I was in Sioux City, Iowa, visiting my dad. And I was at that music festival, Saturday in the Park, where they had George Thorogood opening up for Flo Rida.
Hold on a second.
And they have
the
one of
the... George Thorogood?
The George Thorogood. The man himself.
Yeah, we've had run-ins with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but were you allowed to even get near him?
Oh, I got to meet him and stuff. You know, took a picture with him.
How did that happen?
Well, my dad is a legend up there.
didn't they have to explain to you how to act around him?
They did.
And how are you to act when you're around someone the caliber of George Thorogood?
So the guy rounded us all up, and he's like, "All right, guys, George Thorogood is coming out. There's only about six of us." And like, he's like, "You got to make sure to give him the rock star welcome when he comes out. Like, I'm talking cheers, applause." And then he comes out, and everyone's like, "Yay!"
Don't get Haney going on that. How Haney was an opening act for him and his band, and his band into the food tent for the musicians, and George Thorogood ordered Haney and his band kicked out of there.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, you do not touch Mr. Thorogood's food.
That's not Mr. Thorogood's food. That's for everybody that's crew.
Excuse me. That is Mr. Thorogood's food. You'll have to leave.
And when
True story. And
when you're dealing with a mouth breather who's 100% wrong and he ain't moving, he wins, even though he's wrong.
277-9600. You have to treat him. And then one year we were doing it, and it was a meet and greet with him, and Brad Beasley was leading the way, and there was certain decorum that you had to have when meeting Mr. Thorogood.
Someone the caliber.
A caliber.
Of a George Thorogood.
What the hell? They're all kinds.
You avert your eyes.
Yes. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Tucker from Naples. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, buddy. What was the most amazing fireworks show you've ever seen?
Well, let me start off with, tomorrow is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And the 4th of July is my wife's birthday. So,
well, that's convenient.
Yeah,
right? It knocks it all right into two. Keeps my brain safe anyways. Last year, this time, we were in Boston, Massachusetts, and we were on the 36th floor of a hotel, and we could see absolutely everything. It was amazing.
My mom told me this.
Now, that's nice. You got a nice suite,
yeah,
and you can just look at it.
The cities, Boston, New York, Chicago, they will put on fireworks displays, and people will make reservations for restaurants in a skyscraper, book a hotel in one of the skyscrapers, and the fireworks actually explode below you. And it's amazing to see.
It is amazing to see. And I grew up in Vail, Colorado, and they had some of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life as well.
All right. So. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
You know what? That's a view I've never had. And I've often wondered, because you see them up there, what is it like for the people that take up their small planes and helicopters and just all around you, all hell's breaking loose?
3 years ago, I had to fly back to Florida from New Jersey, Newark, on the 4th of July. And once you, and it was at night, and you, before you got up to altitude above the clouds, you could see all the municipalities doing their fireworks shows looking down from the jet. It was really weird.
And what does it look like? Does it just look like they're everywhere?
It looks like they're everywhere. And then you say to yourself, well, you can see them and they're nice looking fireworks, but you realize how small it is when you're in a jet. Now, when you're in a skyscraper looking down, it's pretty amazing, as that footage right there will show you. It's pretty spectacular.
I'm surprised the drone didn't get shot down.
Ahoy, who's this?
Okay, this is JJ.
JJ?
Yes.
All right.
JJ?
JJ, what was the greatest fireworks, most amazing fireworks show you ever saw?
It was back when I was a kid. I was still living in Texas. And we, me and my mom used to go see Willie Nelson every year for July 4th.
Right on.
Austin.
Right on.
Yes. Up until I was about 9, maybe 10, is when he stopped doing it.
That had to be a special time. And you remember it very well, don't you?
I remember there was a big hill, and everybody was lying on cardboard boxes.
Nice.
277-9600. You know?
You know, Stan, it don't matter who's in Austin. Bob Wills is still the king.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe you went to the shoreline as a kid to watch the fireworks, maybe a theme park, maybe your own town. Maybe you went somewhere with the family, and maybe you brought your own kids. Most amazing fireworks show for the 4th that you ever saw.
And you know who was a big booster of that?
Who?
John Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said that's how we should commemorate it.
And guns.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. I hear you there. Yeah, it's you.
Yes. Daytona Firecat 400, 2000.
Nice.
Remember when they used to call the big one on the 4th a firecracker? They don't call it that anymore.
Yep. I remember going there and Richard Petty winning it and being very happy.
Yep.
You got me on.
Yep.
Yeah, we got you.
All right.
What's your name?
Greg down in Naples. Hey, just a couple quick tidbits, 4th of July. First off, I would stand in line for Mark Haney long more than I would for George Thorogood.
Well, and people did come to see Mark Haney and the Buzzards. Thorogood just wouldn't let him eat his food.
And it wasn't even me. It was like my drummer and bass player were hungry, and they were just like, you got a piece of toast or something over here.
Dan, on your balloon things that you like,
Chinese,
you know, most
lanterns.
Of those drift out into the, they drift out into the Gulf and sea turtles choke on them. But
yeah,
that's
not my worry. 277-9600. Please, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, we don't want to think about Stan killing sea turtles.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but let's just not think about
it. This time I don't go out on a boat anymore like I used to and throw out the baggies that I would keep my sandwiches in.
Well, and especially one thing we all have always enjoyed is tossing six-pack rings into the ocean.
That, man, I used to do. I used to save them.
Yep.
I'm not going to throw these in the garbage. I'm going to wait till I'm out in the Gulf.
Yeah, so seabirds can get stuck in them.
Yep. So, geez, spare me on my Chinese lantern. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan Haney, it's Pete. How you guys doing?
Hey, Pete, how are you, buddy?
Now, there's a man that knows fireworks.
You're damn right, this guy knows fireworks. Best, most amazing fireworks show you ever saw?
Actually, the same thing as Matt Mangus. My parents took us up north to visit our grandparents, and I want to say my grandparents was like 5 or 6 miles away from the factory when the shed blew up.
Yeah, good show.
Now,
it was something to be seen.
What did you had to have heard it before you saw it? What was your first thought?
The house shook. Literally, they thought it was like an earthquake. It was like just shook. The whole place just shook. I mean, it was
a lot of gunpowder.
And when that happens, and you're not in an area that's used to earthquakes, it does something to you.
It freaked us all out. I mean, it literally freaked everybody out because, you know, they normally, and
That explosion, it was like you knew something happened, but you did not know what happened.
All right, and then and I took it out, but don't use the S
word. He didn't mean to.
I know you didn't mean to, but I had to take it out.
Also,
I got to wrap it up.
You said you liked baby metal. Check out a band called Band Made.
All right, I will.
Okay, thank you.
I like baby metal with Rob Halford doing Breaking the Law.
Right on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Charles. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy. Best and most amazing fireworks show you ever saw.
I was stationed in Iraq in 2004 with the Army, and we brought in a whole bunch of these orphans that had, they didn't have parents. And we lit off fireworks for our Independence Day celebration. And the look of horror on their face and then the amazement that immediately came over, just it blew me away to see them. And they were just so shocked to see these fireworks. They had never seen anything like it before, and it changed their lives, I think.
Yeah, because they were used to a different kind of fireworks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They were totally, completely confused about what was happening. And then when they saw the lights and the different colors, I think that it probably gave them one of the
That's
worst
great.
Experiences they ever had.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day, guys.
Same to you, buddy. If you would like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. We ask you not to text because I can't get to all of them. Like Kent, who I'm sure it's a great story.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Kent.
Oh.
He decided to text like a book, but I can't read that on the air. We want you to tell us.
Is there anything they could do to make the text system work where it wouldn't infuriate you?
No, other than getting it out of here. We'll be back.
What if they managed to slow it down or make it a bigger font?
People text so much and then they go and text a book.
And you can't read it.
I can't sit here and read that while I've got calls
coming
in.
And then when it's time for email, when you might want to read it, you forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. Not there. You got to email us. Sorry, Kent.
Text is good for a quick message.
A quick little pop. Like if you want to take a dig at a junior or something.
That's what you'd suggest using it for.
Well, I'm just saying. But look, they've taken plenty of digs at us, too. You know, or when Haney's news story and it's not quite as accurate as they would like it to be. Not necessarily.
It's not a matter of accuracy. It's subjectivity.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Mark Haney in the news is next.
It's when viewed through their eyes.
Yeah. And we don't care.
And their eyes require glasses.
Yeah, we don't care. We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by. When there ain't no road just like it, anywhere I found, the running south with Ben and Haney getting into town. Just slipping on by with Ben and Haney, crying at trouble bound. Friday night and you're looking clean, worthy to start the bounds. A 10-minute drive from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind and Lakeshore Drive, tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. There ain't no road
south with Stan and Haney. Heading into the town. There's a snake in old mine with Stan and Haney. Friday night trouble bound.
Lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Sure are. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, and then we'll check in and see what's going on in the news with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. I told you, big treat tomorrow for Mark Haney in the news tomorrow. We did one from like the first year you were doing news last week.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we will have, and it had really evolved in like 4 years, where we had the sponsorships, the plugged in stuff. We'll have a Mark Haney newscast from 18 years ago on the show today. 18 years ago, old enough to vote on the show tomorrow. It's interesting. A lot of what you hear now had been developed by that time.
Because there was a building process.
There was a building process by 2002. Jeez, it was rolling. And so,
he was a little toddler.
Yeah. Doing it right. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, two things on the board to take note of. We'll start in Fort Myers, where there's traffic control. Daniels Parkway and I-75 northbound. Lehigh Acres got a crash, Lee Boulevard and First Street West. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, July 2nd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Stan, if you had to take a wild guess, what was the first motion picture to feature the word vagina?
And we're talking about a major release?
Not Not necessarily. I guess at the time.
I don't know. It had to be. It.
Okay.
I have no idea.
What year would you guess?
Had to be like in the 60s.
The first movie to feature the word vagina was a Disney motion picture.
What?
It was an educational film released in 1946 called The Story of Menstruation.
Well, I know they did a lot of industrial films with the Disney animators.
Yes. The Imagineers.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so it was the 46.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down the young girls and have them watch a Disney film.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can explain it best.
Yep. Although you couldn't use the Little Mermaid.
No. No. No parts there.
Nope.
Oh. Something changed right around the navel area. Turned into a fish.
Stan, from 1923 all the way to 1969, the official language of the state of Illinois was not English. Can you imagine what it might have been?
Illinois? Well, you're right up near French?
Oh, hell no.
I don't know. It's not English.
It's back when we had more sense. From 1923 to 1969, the official language of Illinois was American.
I like it. Oh, by the way, I didn't even know the guy was still alive. Hugh Downs passed away. I think he was 99. Remember him from 2020?
Oh, sure. Him and Barbara Walters. Yeah. You don't hear from her too much.
Nope. Hugh Downs passed away, I guess, yesterday, 99.
That goes back to an era when they at least made an effort to make it believable.
He goes way back. I mean, he was around. They said a 60-year career.
Well, then he was around when they were actually reporting news.
Yes, but he was also on the entertainment thing. He was like Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson's sidekick, Paul Schaefer. He was Jack Parr's sidekick on the original Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm. And then he was Barbara Walters' sidekick.
Correct. Well, she made sure of that.
Oh, kids. I think they still love the Pez dispensers, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do. I remember when my daughter was little, she liked the Pez because it would give you the candy. It would, you'd bend the head back and it would push the candy out.
Well, Pez was never meant for children.
No.
Pez dispensers were designed originally to look like lighters and were marketed for adults as an alternative to smoking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What, did it dispense like a little nicotine bullet?
They didn't have that then. You had, in those days, I remember, like if my grandfather was quitting smoking, a mint.
Yeah, good luck.
A hard candy, a Werther's, or one of those peppermints.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder why Grandpa got mean all of a sudden.
Yeah, wasn't himself anymore.
Always such a jolly, happy man.
Until the day he struck me.
I wish he'd smoke again.
Yeah. This is how times have changed. My grandfather, again, passed away in 1974 when I was like 12. But I remember as a kid, he would come over to the house, and he was smoking then. He had quit before he passed away, but he smoked Winston. And he smoked Winston in a hard pack, and I would be sitting on his lap, and he'd be smoking. And then my mom would say, okay, Stosh, it's time to go to bed. Tell your grandpa a good night. And I would say to him, if you finish your cigarettes, will you leave me the box? And I'd wake up the next morning and there would be an empty box of Winston's cigarettes.
The least he could do for his grandchild.
Yep.
I remember a couple of times he'd say, I can't leave you the box this time. I have a soft pack.
And those are junk, Sonny.
But he would leave me the empty box of Winston's.
What a saint of a man.
Yeah.
Let's put a statue of him up so somebody can knock it down. No kidding. 4th of July weekend coming up.
Here it is.
And we've talked a lot about your main dish, but what about all the fixins, the trimmings?
Trimmings. What is a trimming?
Yeah, I think these days it's another word for fixins.
You trim the tree at Christmas time?
Well, no, the trimming goes back to the butchery of the animal,
right,
where the trimmings, where the, you know, the when they get fried up, yeah, the fatties, and they're, oh, those are good.
Yeah. Put it in the gravy.
Well, a new study has figured out the most popular fixins for the 4th of July. Mm. Are you going to have all the fixins? Because we have the list.
Of all the fixins and trimmins.
Well, we at least have the top 10.
All right.
Baked beans.
Sure.
Deviled eggs.
No. Although my wife will make them, but she makes them differently than everybody else
does.
She's
got a secret ingredient that nobody knows about. Because everybody goes, oh. You know, I was eating this deviled egg to be polite, but it's actually quite good. It's not like the other deviled eggs I've had.
I know. Miracle Whip.
Ho ho! Baked beans, deviled eggs, potato salad.
No thank you. So deviled eggs, potato salad, no thank you.
Pasta salad.
No.
Corn on the cob.
You better believe it.
Coleslaw.
Yes.
This is an outlier to me, because I don't mind the food, but I've always thought of it more of a breakfast thing than a fixin'.
What?
Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, that's not necessarily a breakfast food. You get that Pillsbury dough and those little wiener things.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's like a cocktail wiener.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't call that pigs in a blanket. I think of, you know, a big pancake.
No.
You know, rolled up like a fatty with a sausage inside.
That's a little cocktail wiener.
Okay, that makes sense then.
And they usually will have it in that sauce.
Here's one that's always a big hit.
It's not barbecue sauce, but it ain't ketchup neither.
Mm-hmm. Fruit salad.
No.
That can mean a lot of different things.
Sure can.
That could be something delicious. Just some fresh fruit.
I'm going to pass.
But if it's been effed with and they've thrown mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, I've seen it. No.
Watermelon.
Sure.
And potato chips.
Yes.
When it comes to dessert, there's only one thing we want on the 4th of July.
Apple pie.
That's it. And the type of alcohol people say they really enjoy on the 4th of July.
Does it start with a B?
No.
So it's not bourbon?
Nope. I have a feeling this skewed heavily female.
Wine? Wine
nope.
Cooler?
Nope.
One of those seltzer things?
Nope.
What?
Jello shots.
Oh, I'm about ready to swear.
Did you do good, Junior?
I did good.
Good boy. Yeah, see, right. I told you could do it.
It was an emergency, and you did good.
You're a good boy.
You see how fast that was, too?
Yes, he's proud of you.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Things are much better now.
It's all better. I feel like Gary.
Yeah.
You know, with the heat the police are getting these days, it's very helpful when criminals start catching each other.
You okay?
No. And I don't appreciate you asking me that question because you know the answer.
Jeez.
Bill? You know, with the heat the police are getting, it's very helpful when criminals begin apprehending each other.
Yep. Did you get your driver's license?
Yes.
Okay.
On Saturday, around 2:20 a.m., that's right in the fun zone.
Yep.
A 59-year-old gent named Joseph Gay.
How's that spelled?
G-A-Y. 59-year-old Joseph Gay from Madison, Wisconsin, was out driving drunk.
Yeah, probably from all that teasing.
Bitter man. And he was involved in a crash when he crossed the center line and hit a man going the other direction. That was 28-year-old James Wilkins. Could you find a louder appliance to drink water from, please?
I was thirsty. My mouth was dry. I thought I was being quiet.
Did you honestly think that was quiet?
I don't know. Could you hear it?
Oh, it was super loud.
Oh, come on. Sorry. I was thirsty.
Look at this. This should be dripping.
Start it again.
You know, with police catching so much heat these days, it'd be nice if criminals started catching themselves.
Yeah.
59-year-old Joe Gay from Madison, Wisconsin, was out driving drunk when he got into a crash when he crossed the center line and hit a man going in the other direction. That man was 28-year-old James Wilkins from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and it turns out he was out driving drunk as well.
What was his name?
Which one?
Well, I already know about Gay.
James Wilkins.
Wilkins.
So, the police happened on the scene, and conveniently for them, both drivers were out of their minds drunk, and they took each other off the road.
Okay.
When the police arrived, James played it safe, stayed put, but Gay went running off into the woods.
Yeah, and there's no E at the end of that name. Like Marvin Gaye.
Nope. It got worse for Gay because that gave the police an opportunity to release the hounds.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
And that's how he was apprehended.
That poor guy. Look at him. He's that old man, bald, gray beard, looks about 80. Had the dogs put to him.
Yeah. He looks like the tough guy from Breaking Bad.
He does.
Like, Walter, I don't want to tell you your business. Yeah. Now, both of them arrested for driving drunk, but potentially radically different outcomes. This was the first DUI for James. He may be able to salvage something. But for Gay, this was DUI number 6.
Oh, it looks like it.
And that may be why he ended up in the bushes with a dog hanging off each arm.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Do it in 2 minutes.
Mark Haney.
Bill. You know, I've always imagined it's just part of life. You're taking a gamble when you order a pizza.
Yes, you are.
Now, granted, you expect it to be edible, but is it going to be great? Are they going to get the toppings right? Are you going to feel like you've been ripped off a pepperoni or two? Or, conversely, are they being more generous than usual?
That's true.
Most people can handle that type of disappointment rather easily. But then again, It very well could be a breaking point. Which brings us to 44-year-old Michael Brown of Little Rock, Arkansas. He was at a pizza parlor on Monday afternoon when he realized the amount of toppings they had put on his pizza just weren't getting it done. We don't know what toppings he ordered. All we know is there weren't enough of them. Now, he tried to handle it in a peaceable manner at first. He yelled at the staff. How do you suppose that went?
Not good.
Didn't work. So at that point, he did the only thing he could do.
What?
He headed outside. Staff probably thought he was just a hothead, you know, heading out, walking off. But that's not what he was doing. He went outside for only one reason. To retrieve the long gun out of his van and began shooting out the front windows of the pizza parlor. Even in today's world, that's still frowned upon in some municipalities. And believe it or not, he was actually arrested and is facing six different felony charges.
Take a look. I think he's got a thyroid problem.
Well, you have a medical degree.
Doctor?
Get him the help he needs. And that's the news for today, Thursday, July 2nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Mark. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news today. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Call your legal team at Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. Just want to let you know. We're going to be here tomorrow, and a couple of things happening on the show that you need to take note of. Nick Walenda, high wire extraordinaire. He's having his big Daredevil show over at Hertz Arena for several days in a row. We've been giving away car tickets. He's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. You saw him go on the tightrope across Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. And we have a 4th of July draft fund check presentation. We will be joined via the telephone with Captain John Lazaro, who heads up the Stan and Haney draft fund. As for the 4th of July, we, thanks to your donations, will be writing a check to a needy service person and their family here in the area this holiday season. So tune in tomorrow. Let's get you a final update on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, one thing on the board to talk about. It's a crash. Fort Myers, the 8500 block of Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date.
In the daylights, baby.
dry. Son of a car hopping some all night die. Dad drove a stock car to an early death. All I remember is a dog man's breath. Ain't living long like this. Can't live it all like this. Can I do this? We know the story how the wheel goes round. Don't let them take it to the man downtown. They got them all in the jailhouse, baby. Yeah. Ain't living long like this. Can't live it all like this. Can I, baby? She's a roadhouse queen. Make Texas Ruby look like Sandra Dee. I'd like to love her, but I don't know how. She's on the bottom in the jailhouse. Now ain't living long like this. Can't live it all like this. Can I, baby? You know the story back the jailhouse.
Hi, this is Waylon Jennings, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk or you could type. Talking ended that day. It's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice, clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now faces come up to you? Well, I'll tell you what I think. That way I would go, yeah. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a misshaving spot. There's a piece of crust, some goo. You see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. We've always looked forward to the 4th of July and fireworks. A lot of places not doing it this year. But you remember one of the great fireworks displays at some point in your life. What was the most amazing fireworks show you ever saw? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Tucker from Naples. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, buddy. What was the most amazing fireworks show you've ever seen?
Well, let me start off with tomorrow is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And the 4th of July is my wife's birthday. So,
well, that's convenient.
Yeah, right? It knocks it all right into two. Keeps my brain safe anyways. Last year, this time, we were in Boston, Massachusetts, and we were on the 36th floor of a hotel, and we could see absolutely everything. It was amazing.
My mom told me this.
Now, that's nice. You got a nice suite,
and
you can just look at it.
The cities, Boston, New York, Chicago, they will put on fireworks displays, and people will make reservations for restaurants in a skyscraper, book a hotel in one of the skyscrapers, and the fireworks actually explode below you, and it's amazing to see.
It is amazing to see, and I grew up in Vail, Colorado, and they had some of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life as well.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks.
You know what? That's a view I've never had, and I've often wondered, because you see them up there, what is it like for the people that take up their small planes and helicopters? And just all around you, all hell's breaking loose.
3 years ago, I had to fly back to Florida from New Jersey, Newark, on the 4th of July. And it was at night. And before you got up to altitude above the clouds, you could see all the municipalities doing their fireworks shows looking down from the jet. It was really weird.
And what does it look like? Does it just look like they're everywhere?
It looks like they're everywhere. And then you say to yourself, well, you can see them, and they're nice-looking fireworks, but you realize how small it is when you're in a jet. Now, when you're in a skyscraper looking down, it's pretty amazing, as that footage right there will show you. It's pretty spectacular.
I'm surprised the drone didn't get shot down.
Ahoy, who's this?
Otto, this is JJ.
JJ?
Yes.
All right.
JJ?
JJ, what was the greatest fireworks, most amazing fireworks show you ever saw?
It was back when I was a kid. I was still living in Texas, and me and my mom used to go see Willie Nelson every year for July 4th.
Right on.
Austin.
Right on.
Yes. Up until I was about 9, maybe 10, is when he stopped doing it.
That had to be a special time, and you remember it very well, don't you?
I remember there was a big hill, and everybody was sliding on cardboard boxes.
Nice.
277-9600. You know,
Stan, it don't matter who's in Austin. Bob Wills is still the king.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you went to the shoreline as a kid to watch the fireworks. Maybe a theme park. Maybe your own town. Maybe you went somewhere with the family. Maybe you brought your own kids. Most amazing fireworks show for the 4th that you ever saw.
And you know who was a big booster of that?
Who?
John Adams.
He
said that's how we should commemorate it.
And guns.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. I hear you there. Yeah, it's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daytona Firecat 400, 2000.
Nice.
Remember when they used to call the big one on the 4th a firecracker? They don't call it that anymore.
Yep. I remember going there and Richard Petty winning it and being very happy.
Yep.
You got me on.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we got ya.
All right.
What's your name?
Greg down in Naples. Hey, just a couple quick tidbits for the July. First off, I would stand in line for Mark Haney long more than I would for George Thorogood.
Well, and people did come to see Mark Haney and the Buzzards. Thorogood just wouldn't let him eat his food.
And it wasn't even me. It was like my drummer and bass player were hungry, and they were just like, you got a piece of toast or something over here.
Dan, on your balloon things that you like.
Chinese
you know, most
lanterns.
Of those drift out into the Gulf and sea turtles choke on them. But
yeah,
that's
not my worry. 277-9600. Please, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, we don't want to think about Stan killing sea turtles. Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but let's just not think about it.
This time I don't go out on a boat anymore like I used to and throw out the baggies that I would keep my sandwiches in.
Well, and especially one thing we all have always enjoyed is tossing six-pack rings into the ocean.
That, man, I used to do. I used to save them.
Yep.
I'm not going to throw these in the garbage. I'm going to wait till I'm out in the Gulf.
Yeah, so seabirds can get stuck in them.
Yep. So, geez, spare me on my Chinese lantern.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.